بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my nephew asked me a question and he says I was reading a book and reflecting. This life is full of good and bad moments. I mean, this dunya is not perfect. The akhirah is. So when good is happening to us, do we remain grounded that this is not everlasting and there will be bad moments ahead? Or do we have hope that everything will be good, since you need to expect the best of Allah, right? Genuine question. May Allah bless him and may Allah bless our youth who do a little bit more with their brains than watching, you know, social media stuff. And who reflect and who think. Not that when you reflect, you always have the answers, and that is the biggest problem to reflection, and why people do not reflect, is that somewhere we have been given this conditioning that confusion is bad, that we must always have complete clarity. Now, the reality of life is that you almost never have complete clarity. Even when you think you are completely and absolutely clear about anything, there are always questions, and there are always things that you, once you think you are clear on something, then some new idea emerges and so on. The secret of life is to be happy with that, is to realize that that means your brain is functioning. It means your brain is working. So alhamdulillah for confusion. Alhamdulillah for questions which cannot be answered. That is what keeps the neurons, the brain cells alive. The only thing in which we have complete certainty is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, this is the truth. There is no confusion in it. There is no doubt in it. And it is as Allah said it is. And therefore, in that we don't try to use our intellect, and we don't try to second guess, and we don't try to imagine, and we don't do all of that stuff. We believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, and for us, inshallah, this is sufficient. We don't look for hidden meanings. We don't conjecture. We don't philosophize. But other than that, everything to do with the world is and should always be open to questioning. And as I told you, the biggest enemy of questioning, the biggest enemy of learning is to seek complete clarity. So if there is confusion, alhamdulillah, let there be confusion. Keep thinking, keep playing with it, keep imagining, keep creating your own theories, and keep shooting them down. The best thing about a theory is that it can be shot down. The best thing to do with a theory is to try to shoot it down, because that opens your mind even more. It helps you to think of areas that you didn't think of before. Because now you have this theory, seems very nice and pat and comfortable. Now when you start, I call it making it a holy story, not H-O-L-Y, but H-O-L-E-Y, full of holes. When you start shooting it full of holes, that is when you are doing really value-added work for yourself. Because you are forcing yourself now to think of areas and think of things that you didn't think before in making up this theory. So what my nephew here is saying is that if things are good, should we expect bad things to happen in the future? So every morning if I wake up and I see this beautiful sunrise, if I, you know, look at beautiful flowers, as I am sitting here talking to you, I am looking at, there's this whole bunch of small perennials that came from Home Depot in a pot, which I felt sorry for them, and I planted them out in my garden. And then the
sparrows and other birds, I think sparrows and I think the doves also have been doing the dirty trick of breaking them off. So they keep breaking off little, because these are succulent plants, so they break off little bits of them. So when they break the little bits off, I just stick those bits into the ground back again. And every one of them is taking root. And they are also flowering. Little tiny things, just one stick, and it's got a flower on top of that. So now when I'm looking at this and I'm feeling so happy, alhamdulillah, and so subhanallah, I'm thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling me to see it, for enabling me to have a full color vision so that I can admire and I can really appreciate this beauty. Should I also simultaneously think that, oh my, but you know, there is some disaster looming in the darkness, some disaster looming in the cloud, some disaster looming around the corner, waiting to catch me unawares? Should I do that? What do you think? Give it some thought, right? And to help you think, let me tell you the hadith from Mr. Sallam. He said that if you wake up in the morning with a sound body, your body which works, with a roof over your head, and with enough food for the day, which is basically one meal. So he said, if you wake up in the morning, a person who wakes up in the morning with a sound body, the body which works, a roof over his head, and enough food for the day, it is as if the whole world has been collected for him. He said, it is as if he has the whole world. Did he say that this person should now worry about what will happen tomorrow? Now, does it mean that this person has no concept of the future? No. It's just the importance of living in the moment. Appreciate the present. By all means, the past is past, so it's gone. What can we do with the past? Learn lessons from it. What about the future? Well, it will come. If you live long enough, there is a future. But whether that future is good or bad, to a huge extent, to a very major, massive extent, depends on what I do with my present. So what must I do? If things are going good, should I expect disasters? Or should I say, how can I continue to keep this good, good? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu ya la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah said, Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they change it themselves. What does that mean? It means if Allah gave you something, if your condition is good, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with things, as long as you take care of them, as long as you maintain them, as long as you are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and express gratitude, inshallah, this will continue. Allah did not say if things are good, then sit and expect the worst. No. And Allah also said that Allah does not make things go bad unless you do it yourself. Now, how do we do it? Biggest evil is complacency. Just sitting on your sit-upon and expecting things to happen. We have free time, but we will not use it to upgrade our skills. We will not use it to get a new skill set. So now what happens? Times change. What you used to know, what you were an expert at, is now redundant. Has no meaning, has no value. And the reality is, you don't know anything else. Now, whose fault is it? You had all the time in the world. You could have learned other things, but you chose not to. So now you are stuck. Whose fault is it? So what must we do? Increase and enhance our skill sets. Learn new skills. Do new things. And of course, inshallah, all of that will result in for us having a great future, inshallah. So it is not only a matter of expecting the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that, but it is also working to get that best. Because the expecting the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't happen in a vacuum. More about that in tomorrow's Fajr reminder, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.